Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 10th, 2014. This is Monday in the first week of Lent. Today, the daily office carries us to the beginning of the Gospel of Mark. We will actually be reading from Mark for the bulk of the Lenten season in the daily office, and personally, I'm really happy about that. Mark is my favorite of the four canonical Gospels. I like his sense of urgency. I like his penchant for action. I like that there's not a lot of flowery detail. We get right to the point of the story. In Mark's Gospel, there is no birth narrative, no setting of context. There isn't a lot of preliminary verbiage. In fact, the Gospel begins in this fashion. This is from the first verse of the Gospel of Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The good news begins, and Mark launches us right into the story of John the Baptizer and Jesus' time in the wilderness, which we read yesterday according to Matthew. At any rate, as I was thinking about what it means to tell the gospel story, I have to admit, a little nostalgia overtook me, and I remembered this song from the church of my childhood. We sang it with some degree of frequency. I will not sing it, but I will share the words with you. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else would do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. And here's the last verse of that hymn. I love to tell the story, for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new, new song, 'twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. At its root, the story that we tell in Lent, that we tell with some degree of intentionality, particularly in Holy Week, the story of Jesus' passion and death, it's an old story. Most of us who will tell it have heard it over and over and over throughout our lifetimes. And yet, this story gives us life. This story gives us inspiration. This story challenges us. This story calls us to act like baptized people. It calls us to remember, and it calls us to look forward. And so we begin our journey with the Gospel of Mark. We continue our Lenten journey. We reflect upon the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The good news of that old story, but a story that is as new as today. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully increase in us your gifts of holy discipline in almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, that our lives may be directed to the fulfilling of your most gracious will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.